This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AvsFan, AvsFan.com. Some of the coolest shirts you're going to find anywhere online, and you can only find them online at AvsFan.com. The Colorado Avalanche have been playing some pretty good hockey of late, and AJ Haefeli is going to get on the line with us to tell us a little bit about his opinion of how they've been playing, their record, their playoff hopes, and also what it means to be a lucky team. So I don't have to tell you guys that hockey is the coolest sport on earth. You know that already. The speed, the strength, the skill of all these players coming up right now, and not just in the NHL either, in all leagues. The National Women's Hockey League held their first ever outdoor game in their inaugural year, and it was a good game, but it did come with some tragedy. Dina Lang suffered a significant spinal injury during the game and has been in the hospital ever since. There hasn't been a lot of talk about this because the family's asked everyone to be cool and not talk too much about it right now. But we're starting to see some things come out, including a note from the NHL, from the Boston Bruins, from the Montreal Canadiens, and from the Kraft family who owns the stadium that they were playing in. The general message is that Dina and her entire family have the support of everyone that I just mentioned and the entire hockey community, globally, worldwide. They've set up a website for donations, information, and updates on her health, and if you want to check it out, go to the show notes and look for the link. I've been playing hockey my entire life, and I've definitely had my share of close calls, huge collisions, and other things that could have hurt me badly, but they haven't, and I'm very, very thankful for it. When something like this happens to another hockey player, I cringe every single time. I hope the best for her and her family, and I'm really happy to see all the support coming out for her. So tonight, we hockey, and I guarantee you that Wa is telling his team, hey, it's just another game right now. Make sure you go out there and play your game, and the results will come. But guess what? It's not just another game. No, this is the one that could put us in a playoff spot, something that seemed unrealistic 5 games ago, 10 games ago. We're catching up on people, and we're playing the team right now that we're trying to knock out of the playoff spot so we can have their spot, which means this is going to be a playoff-type game. This is going to be for real, and I'm psyched about it. In less than 2 hours, we're going to take on the Nashville Predators in the hockey equivalent of a death match, of a cage match. And you know what? I really expect to see some guys stepping up, and one of them is Nathan MacKinnon. He's been playing good, there's no doubt about it, but I think this is his chance to really step up and take control of his game in the National Hockey League. I think that this is the kind of game where we need to see clutch players be clutch, and I think he can be that clutch player. So I'm really keeping my eyes on him tonight, but there's a couple guys who I'm almost certain are going to have a good game. One of them is Jack Skilly. That's because he's Jack Skilly. He's awesome. He goes out there and plays every single night, and so does his buddy Andreas Martinsson. We call him the most interesting man in the world. It's a mustache thing. Anyways, I think both of these guys are going to be key to our game, but if our big-time players, our top 6 players show up tonight, we've got this. We have a playoff spot, and from there, we're going to be trying to keep it. But for more on that and some of the psychology that goes into catching another team and making the playoffs and then holding onto a spot, we talked to one of our favorite people, AJ Haefeli. We picked this conversation up on the terms of what it means to be a lucky team. Lucky because last night was great, but we definitely were behind. We pulled a goalie and got a goal, and then we won in overtime. There's a bit of luck involved in that, but as AJ points out, luck isn't always a bad thing.
The good thing with the Avalanche, though, last night was that it's a classic case of making your own luck. You know, they spent basically the entire third period in St. Louis's end of the ice, throwing pucks at the net, taking shots, quality scoring chances left and right. They did everything you want to do. And, you know, when you spend an entire period doing that, it's not the most surprising thing for a puck to go in off a skate or just a guy not to track the puck and it just misses and goes right in between him, you know, whatever. That's classic making your own luck situation was last night, where the Avalanche did everything that they needed to do to legitimately come back. It wasn't like they were continuing to get smoked in shots. They weren't getting destroyed in possession the entire game beginning to end. They came back. They played well. They took it to St. Louis for a full period and a half. And, you know, St. Louis didn't stop them. They built up their 3-1 lead, and then they kind of took it easy from there, thinking, hey, we got this. And the Avs didn't let that happen. So that should scare everybody else in the Western Conference, that if Colorado starts to get that belief in themselves, they really become a problem for everybody.
I hope we become a problem. I don't know, man. I'm excited again for the first time in a while, thinking we might actually see the playoffs, because it seems like last time I was talking, you know, I was like, let's be honest, we're not going to make the fucking playoffs this year. So what are we playing for?
It's still going to be a tough road. You know, everybody still has games in hand and stuff on the Avalanche. So while they are 2 points back, even if they win tomorrow and they're tied, they will still have played one more game than Nashville. So they still won't be in the playoffs. But at the same time, you know, they were, you know, Patrick Waugh keeps saying this, but they were 10, 11, 12 points behind these guys a month and a half ago. And here they are. You know, so it's and not it's not just Nashville that they crept up on. You know, they're 2 points behind Nashville. They're only six behind Minnesota.
That's what I'm saying. Does it become a point where instead of catch up, suddenly we take over that last spot and we're playing not to lose it? Or is it just all engines go the way that it's been right now?
The hard part, you know, Colorado's been playing catch up. And you watch a lot of college basketball?
No.
Okay.
I very common. Tell you a little bit. I don't like college sports at all, to tell you the truth. Hockey included. Okay.
So college basketball, super, super common. You'll see a big – you'll team – it's all about runs in basketball. You know, you have a 25 run, 21-5 run, or a 19-7 run. Like, it's all about those moments of the game, those stretches where you're dominant and then, you know, trying to limit the other team when they go on their run. It's really, really common to see teams come back from big leads. And then when they exert all that energy coming back, they don't quite have it to push forward and finish it off. I wonder, you know, Colorado has exerted a lot of energy, a lot of mental energy. We got to come back. We got to come back. We just one day at a time. We just got to keep chipping away. We're going to get there. Now that they're there, you wonder how they handle the moment because the moment's different. It's no longer climbing uphill. Now it's you're at the top of the hill. Now you're fighting to stay there. You know, you're trying to fend off other teams, not just chasing somebody all the time. You finally caught them. Now what do you do? So it's another mental hurdle that they're going to have to climb because right now, you know, they're just not they're playing great hockey more or less. Consistently, more often than not, you know, they're 6-2-2 in their last 10. They've gained points on basically everybody that's not named Chicago in their division in that 10 game stretch. They're chipping away at everybody, but now that they've kind of caught up, we're gonna see what they're really made of, and we're really gonna see kind of what they're made of when, you know, when the lights have been the brightest this year. The Avalanche have responded with their best hockey.
What's interesting. So this idea that I get what you're saying, by the way, I'm not ignorant to the game of basketball, just college isn't my thing and I don't really keep up on it. But these runs you're talking about and the not just mental fatigue, but the physical side of it and all that. One thing I think the Avs might have on their side is a lot of our best play has been coming from the bottom lines up. I think that Martinson and Skilly and these guys may have had more to do with us getting where we are than the actual stars. So if we can get them going, if this can become one where, you know, certain guys are hot or other guys start to chip in, maybe we can hold out till the end. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Colorado's depth has helped a lot this year because it's helped them survive in the games in which their best players have not dominated. They've not, you know, where they have struggled a little bit. But by and large, I mean, you look at what's driving the Avalanche right now. I mean, Matt Duchesne's a top 10 goal scorer in the NHL. You know, Landeskog's on pace for almost a career high in points. McKinnon's doing his thing. He's on pace for a career high in everything. Like all the best players for the Avs. You know, the Tyson Barrie he's on pace for almost 60 points this year, a 12 goal season, I believe, and almost 60 points. Francois Beauchemin, the same thing. This is a guy that is supposedly washed up in his league average, and he's on pace to have a career season at age 35. You know, Eric Johnson's scoring has picked up and his two-way play has gotten so much better. Varlamov is back to being, you know, hovering around that 920 area where he needs to be for the Avalanche to be successful. Like, Colorado's horses are doing their job. The big difference right now is that they've got more support than they've had in a long time. You know, that fourth line, that Mitchell, McLeod, Skilly line last night, that line really got them through the first part of the game against St. Louis. That was really the line that helped kind of stymie St. Louis's onslaught early on in the game. That was a line that helped kind of buoy them between phases of the game. And that Colorado hadn't had a lot of that in recent years. You know, their depth players have been a real problem. And this year, you know, and you look at like a Soderberg, Como, Landeskog line, you know, at times last night, they got beat up. And then at other times they were really, really good. So it's been encouraging to see that their best players have been playing really, really well for the most part. But it's also been great that when they've struggled a little bit, they have had the kind of support they haven't had in a long time.
That could be a winning combo. I didn't even know, but I like it.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's definitely exciting-ish.
Exciting-ish.
I'm still got guarded optimism about what's going on right now for the Avalanche. Like, I felt when things were going really poorly and they were at the bottom of the standings, I was looking at them like, I'm sorry, this is just not a last place team to me. You know, and they're starting to separate a little bit from some of those teams. You know, they've got a 6-point lead on Edmonton now. You know, they're up 5 on San Jose. So
I think the last time we played Edmonton, they were ahead of us, weren't they?
They were real close. Yeah, they were even. And I mean, even in just the NHL standings, you know, they're 10 points ahead of Columbus. They're 9 ahead of Buffalo. You know, Buffalo was the team that supposedly fleeced Colorado with Ryan O'Reilly. And right now, all Colorado has is a third line center out of that deal in Mikhail Grigorenko, and they're 9 points better than the Sabres. So, you know, it's Colorado's kind of a quiet good team right now, and there are areas they need to continue to improve upon. The second periods have been rough. They still play down to too many opponents. Like, the effort against LA and the effort in the second half of the game against St. Louis last night, if that shows up against Calgary, does Colorado lose 4-0?
No, we've always played down to the ability of the teams we play.
That's a huge issue for them, that Colorado is lighting up the Central Division right now. I mean, look at how the rest of the teams in the Central are treating the Central Division. St. Louis is 10-5. Nashville's 4-7. Minnesota's 8-5. Dallas is 7-2. Chicago's 5-6. Colorado's 8-2-1 right now. 8-2-1. They have 3 losses in 11 games. They've gotten 9 games in which they've at least taken points. Like, 22 possible points, and the Avalanche have walked out with 17 of them against the best division in hockey.
That's good stuff, man. I mean, everything's there for it to work, right? Maybe that's why I get so frustrated when it doesn't, but
it could also absolutely
be hypercritical.
But you also look at, I mean, that's what's so frustrating. How can they be so good there, but then they're 3-5 against the Atlantic? You know, they're 7-12-1 overall against the Eastern Conference. They're 4-7-1 against the Metro. You know, they're barely even. They're 5-4-1 against the Pacific. Like, the Pacific is a joke. They should be smoking teams in the Pacific. With the way that they're treating the Central Division right now, they should be doing work. I mean, you look at Winnipeg. Colorado is ahead of Winnipeg by 3 points right now. Winnipeg is 4-10 against the Central and 4-5 against the Pacific. Playing against the Eastern Conference is the only reason the Jets are not, like, significantly far behind in the standings right now, because they went 11-4-2 against the East. You know, Colorado was by far the worst team in the Central Division this season against the Eastern Conference up to this point. Like, by far, that's the biggest thing keeping them from being where St. Louis and Minnesota are in the standings. And
I think that's correct it, though. I really do. I think that consistency and that killer instinct when you're playing a team who's lesser. I'm not saying that, you know, any team in the NHL really sucks, maybe a couple, but I don't know, man. That's always killed me. Just the playing down to the ability of the other team is, like, that's more frustrating than anything.
Absolutely. That's the thing that drives so many people crazy, because you see them, you know, LA walked into Denver the other day. Their last 9 games, 8-0-1 against the Avalanche in their last 9. And they were on a 5-game winning streak coming in. Everything was rolling their way. Everything pointed towards LA is going to come in here and just shithouse the Avalanche. And Colorado flat out dominated them. I mean, they whooped that ass. Just straight up whooped that ass. They were far and away the better team. And nobody saw that coming. Like, what the – where did that come from? Especially coming on the heels of that Calgary game. Like, that's the thing. That's next on the list. The Avalanche have to play their best games against worse opponents. They can't just save their best all the time for the best teams. They've got to figure out how to translate that effort, that quality of hockey, into games against lesser teams.
I agree, man. That should be, like, the number one thing they're working on. or at least as far as like the morale of the team, because I think that's a lot of it. I think that we get up for certain games and then we don't even get close to up for the next one.
Yeah, it's a fucking train wreck, dude. It sucks to watch.
But here we are bitching about it left and right.
Yeah, well, yeah, hell yeah, I'm bitching about it. I feel good going against Nashville tomorrow because I'm like, the Avs keep playing well against these good teams.
Yeah, I hope that tomorrow's game is, you know, the same as the last one. A lot of effort. Like, I don't want to have a come from behind game, but if it has to be that, whatever, just give me that same effort, man.
So we definitely use that explicit tag for a reason. Every so often we start cussing. Hey, they're just words. They're not magic. They're not going to hurt you. But sometimes they really make a point, and I think that's the case in this one. So I'm really excited about the game tonight, and I just got a message from somebody on Twitter. He says they met somebody from Australia who listens to the podcast and really likes it, and that absolutely made my day. So guy from Australia, whoever you are, you're awesome, man. A huge thanks to AJ for getting on the podcast and being AJ. He has much hockey knowledge that we hope rubs off on us. AJ's information and where you can find him online are in the show notes. Be sure to check that out. And one last get well soon to our buddy on Twitter, AvsGirl. She is at ABSGRL19 and she's kind of having a rough day. So go find her, tell her to get well soon and be awesome.